What was your favourite place?
Place to go?
Swimming over the road. I spent my life over there. 6 months to go in, and it opened at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and it closed at sunset. And I used to go over there sometimes at the beginning of the season, and it was so cold, I'd come out of there and I was actually blue with cold. There'd be quite a few of us. Then we'd walk up the road here to Old London Road, turned left, and then go past the Hare and Hounds pub, the big pub, and then there's a turning left. But on that corner, the house on the corner, the fish and chip shop. We go in there and you get 6 pence worth of chips, which was 2.5p of chips. And I was really blue with cold, I really was. And I learned to swim over there.
How regularly did you like go to the swimming pool?
Oh, regular. Once again, see, I'm going to say that I wasn't a good boy, but I did know how to go round the back. Right, and get over the fence. I could get over the fence. Yeah. But we also used to swim in the lake, Berylam Lake, because it was quite clean. And in about 1948, they emptied it, and they put big pipes through that. They dig it all out, big sewerage pipes. So when they filled it up again, because it got a concrete bottom, it was lovely and clean. So we used to swim in it. But we'd swim anywhere, in the pits, and at times the lake, there used to be about 8 or 10 friends we used to run around. And one of the games we used to play is the Verulam Lake. We all had bikes, but the idea was, you know the concrete that goes around the edge, concrete parapet? Well, you'd have to ride around that as close to each other as possible until one fell in. it was hilarious in a time. Oh, my father used to have a go at me. Oh, come home soaking wet. Yeah, but that was part of life.
You said that the swimming pool closes whenever sunset is, and in the winter, sunset normally comes about 5.
No, sorry, they don't open in the winter. Don't open. Oh. Sorry, though. Sorry.
The water would freeze over, wouldn't it? It would be ice, I would imagine.
Yeah, but then
in the summer.
Then you can, like, jump in and then fall on the ice.
Has anybody been into the Cottonwood swimming pool at all? Right at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the far end, there used to be a massive great water fountain. And it churned the water over, but it was as high as this room. It was like a big ice cake. And the water would go up inside and on the top, and of course it would come out quite forceful on the top, but you weren't allowed to go up there. Well, of course, we used to get up from there.
What was your favourite game to play with your friends? Like, just random game.
My favourite game? Oh, I've got to be careful. Basically, it was Knockdown Ginger. We used to, Pageant Road, this was. Pageant Road was quite a upmarket road, and what we used to do is, it annoyed everyone. Mm-hmm. We used to get a reel of cotton, and you didn't get a lot of cars up there. So what we'd do is go from side to side on people's door knockers, pull them tight with the cotton, pull them tight right away up the road. And the first car that come in, of course, it would break all the cotton, and everyone in Pageant Road was at their front door. It was quite a nice road to live in. But as you go up Pageant Road, on the left-hand side, you've got Pierce's Walk. And that used to be Joss Pierce, and he was a scrap merchant. And we used to get all the gypsies come up there with their horse and carts. And oh yeah, it was quite an interesting place. And as you go up Pageant Road, I've got to think now, there's a turning right that goes round to Hart Road. You've got the big car park over the back there. It was a slaughterhouse. The slaughterhouse is still there. Dolphin Yard. It's now a dentist. And the car park was a big field. And they used to put the animals in there before slaughter. And oh, the times you'd go out and there was a pig or a sheep running down Pageant Road coming down this way. It was hilarious. But I mean, in them days, when it was snowing, I could get on a sledge at the White Hart Tap Pub and sledge right the way down here without stopping. There were no cars at all. We just didn't have cars.
Well, what about cars? money was, did you have to pay money for things? Like, you know, need to, like, pay for everything.
Yeah, but you see, everything was so cheap, but we didn't have money. My pocket money was sixpence a week, 2.5p. But you could buy a lot with sixpence. When you come down to sweets and things, and you've got to remember, during the war, sweets were on ration. You only got a quarter of a pound, or I don't know, what would that be? Any idea?
No, not really.
It's a very small amount, anyway.
About 250 grams.
Yeah, very small amount. That's all you got a week. But everything was rationed. You couldn't just go out and buy a bag of sugar. You couldn't buy anything. And clothes, during the war, you had clothing coupons. And if your mother wanted to buy you a school uniform, she would go to the shop and she'd say, oh dear me, I haven't got enough coupons. You still have to pay money, but you need these coupons as well. And if you didn't have enough coupons, you couldn't get it. That was it. You'd go without. But then again, we weren't restrictive. We didn't have to wear school uniform, because there were so many poor people about, just couldn't afford to go and buy a uniform. I had one, and then when they wore out, that was it.
Did you play with lead soldiers?
Lead soldiers, he said. Did you have lead soldiers?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, that's all there was. There was no plastic. You had Bakelite, but lead soldiers were all you could buy. About 8 years old, so it was about 1945, 46, 47. For Christmas, I had a train, a Christmas present, but it was second hand. My father managed to buy it, but they were like gold dust. A lot of the stuff was actually made by my father or my mother. During the war, my mother would actually go round to a jumble sale and all this rubbish set out, and she'd buy an old sweater and she would actually take the bits, undo it, wash the wool, and make something else with it. You always got cast off, you know. I was lucky because I've got an elder sister, younger brother, so my younger brother got all my cast off, what I'd grown out of. I didn't, because I've got a sister.